lots of us use the beginning of a new year as a push to purge. Maybe clean out the basement or finally donate a pile of clothes you haven't worn for a decade. An entrepreneur based northwest of Milwaukee has turned decluttering into a million-dollar business. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned there's a lot more to the hauling business than financial success.
Eileen Wines commands J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling Headquarters in Butler, 12 miles northwest of Milwaukee, with authority.
This is our catch-all room. The truck's back up right here.
Eileen picks her way through mounds of hula hoops, exercise equipment, and furniture.
This whole pile is the Goodwill pile.
J-Dog donates some of the stuff its crews remove. Some can be sold and repurposed. The business has just moved into this 28,000-square-foot building, which, under a previous owner, housed dozens of huge oil tanks.
This was filled with sludge. So every tank before it left here was, I mean, it was like a foot deep in here of sludge. They cleaned it out, and then they power wash it.
Eileen says some developers wouldn't touch the place, but she and her husband, who've run a home improvement business for 25 years, see its potential.
And we see the vision. Like, I know by the end of June, this place will be rocking.
While Eileen plays a key role in day-to-day operations, her son Andrew Wines actually owns J-Dog.
This business allows me to take care of the environment.
The original J-Dog came to life 7 years ago in Philadelphia. A military veteran created the business model and now awards franchises to fellow veterans and their families. Andrew fits the criteria, having served both in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
We push the fact that we're veteran-owned and operated because from a marketing standpoint, it's a competitive advantage, right? We're the only company like that. However, I'm here for environmental responsibility. That's my goal and my mission in life. Just so happens, J-Dog allows me to get into it.
But if you think Andrew's sole motivation is environmental, you're about to learn otherwise.
I've been an unemployed vet twice. I came back from two deployments without a job. I've been a homeless vet. I've been there, working for small businesses that didn't give me an opportunity, or they didn't like the way I did business, or I wasn't there long enough.
19 months ago, after three failed business attempts, Andrew launched a bare-bone J-Dog from his kitchen table.
One truck, one trailer, one part-time employee. Now, in total, we have 10 trucks, 13 trailers, 20 employees across three states.
And he's planning ahead.
5-year mark. Our goal is to have a crew about between 180 and 220 with a 50% veteran retention rate. So I want to hire 100 veterans across the Midwest and Southern California.
Andrew explains what he's looking for in employees.
There's two groups of people that we always hire, veterans and felons, guys and girls that need and want and desire a second chance. The only skills that you need to work for us, it's a good attitude and a willingness to learn.
The things that haven't been sorted.
Not every J-Dog employee falls under the mantle of felons and veterans. Jerome Holmes temped on a big J-Dog job and was hired on the spot for his metal scrapping expertise.
Just so happened, I found these guys and they gave me the opportunity of my life. So here I am.
Jerome's skills are invaluable to J-Dog, but Andrew Wines knows his employee wants more.
When we sat down with Jerome on his 90-day review, he said, I want to learn more. I want to take on a truck. I want to do
like
these things. So
like
we train him to do more.
Is any meeting I go to now, right when I walk in, everyone's like, oh, J-Dog's here.
Robert Morris is a veteran. He served in West Germany during the Cold War era. At J-Dog's daily 7 a.m. staff meeting, Robert stands out, pant legs tucked neatly in his boots, jacket impeccably clean. His colleagues call him G.I. Joe, but Robert says when he left the service and after, he floundered.
Not being able to deal with things that I'd seen or done, not knowing how to deal with those things, there didn't seem to be a way to climb up.
A relative told him about J-Dog. Robert immediately reached out and now thinks back to his first conversation with owner Andrew Wines.
Talked to me on the phone and said, I'm going to ask you three questions. What do you like? What do you want to do? And what don't you like? And I said, I like the idea of belonging to a company like this. I like what you stand for.
Robert says at age 52, he wasn't keen about lifting and hauling heavy materials the rest of his career. What he likes is sales.
I like talking to the people. I like promoting. I like being, you know, out there for the company. He's like, well, that's my job. Do you think you can do my job? And I thought, well, I have nothing to lose at this point. So I said, yeah, I'll do your job.
Owner Andrew Wine says the success bubbling around him is easier to explain than you might think.
We communicate effectively and we're kind. That's it.
And Andrew adds with a smile, his mom, Eileen, keeps him in line. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.